Nigeria's inflation rate in September rose for a 9th consecutive month from an already high 25.8% recorded in August. On a year-on-year basis, the inflation rate was 5.94% higher than when compared to the 20.77% recorded in September of 2022. The National Bureau of Statistics says the trend was caused by an increase in prices of food items like bread and cereals, meat, vegetables, milk, cheese, tubers, fish, fruit, oil, and fat. But economic observers say recent government policies, including the removal of fuel subsidies in May, are to blame for the surge and predict the trend might continue. Oho Okiti is the chief executive officer of Think Business Africa.
The policies were not handled properly. When you are doing reforms, there should be what we call sequencing of reforms. What is happening is that they are learning on the job. We may actually reach 28-29% going by the pattern that we have seen. The reason is simple. Until the exchange rate stabilizes, inflation will not stabilize in Nigeria. We now have the value of the naira devalued by over 100% between June and today. Within the space of 4 months,
Nigerian President Bola Tinubu embarked on bold policy reforms since assuming office in May, scrapping the expensive fuel subsidy payments, a package that ensured fuel was kept within affordable limits at pumps. The president, soon after that, floated the national tender, the naira, against other global currencies, causing the naira to lose more than half its value. The reforms hurt the economy, triggering criticism of the government. This month, a Nigerian workers' union shelved plans to embark on a nationwide strike to protest the government policies after a meeting with authorities. Okiti says pressures will continue to mount on government policymakers and consumers alike.
The three kind of pressures will continue: social, political, and economic pressure on the government. My hope is that this does not boil over into something very, very catastrophic. Because there is this illusion that Nigerians will just accept. That may not be the case.
But economic analyst Emeka Okengwu argues Nigeria's economy could have been worse without the president's policy reforms.
If you didn't remove the fuel subsidy and you were spending over 100% of your total revenue to be able to just support a social service, what do you think would have happened to the economy? It would have collapsed. You wouldn't be talking about inflation anymore. You'd be talking about stagflation. Sometimes economic development is a difficult thing. Sometimes you need to pay some very hard prices.
Nigeria has been recording double-digit inflation since 2016. During a national broadcast on October the 1st, President Tinubu defended his policies and urged Nigerians to be patient. Last week, the central bank lifted a ban on the sourcing of foreign exchange from official market for the importation of 43 items, including rice, cement, palm oil products, vegetable oils, and processed meat. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
The policies were not handled properly. When you are doing reforms, there should be what we call sequencing of reforms. What is happening is that they are learning on the job. We may actually reach 28-29% going by the pattern that we have seen. The reason is simple. Until the exchange rate stabilizes, inflation will not stabilize in Nigeria. We now have the value of the naira devalued by over 100% between June and today. Within the space of 4 months, the three kind of pressures will continue: social, political, and economic pressure on the government. My hope is that this does not boil over into something very, very catastrophic. Because there is this illusion that Nigerians will just accept. That may not be the case.
If you didn't remove the fuel subsidy and you were spending over 100% of your total revenue to be able to just support a social service, what do you think would have happened to the economy? It would have collapsed. You wouldn't be talking about inflation anymore. You'd be talking about stagflation. Sometimes economic development is a difficult thing. Sometimes you need to pay some very hard prices.